Well, probably you have health insurance for you and your family, but what about the other members of your household, like your pets? Well, joining us now to discuss that option, Dr. Paws, our very own veterinarian, Dr. Katie Nelson. Welcome back to WTOP.
Thank you guys for having me.
So, pet insurance.
Yeah.
I've got it for my dog.
Good girl.
Is it a good idea?
I think it's a very, very good idea. You know, I've been in the emergency field in veterinary medicine for years, and we see massive, massive bills. Mm-hmm. And the people who have health insurance are absolutely able to do more than people who don't because they have that cushion of the health insurance. They'll actually reimburse you up to 80 to 90% on your bills. And you get some large figures per incident. I mean, in some cases, up to $14,000 per incident.
Wow.
So, you know, and that can be spread out over a while. If your dog is hit by a car and they have a broken leg and then they need surgery, then 6 months later they need, you know, something else, that all will go towards that one particular incident.
Now, is this more for catastrophic situations or because I've heard from some folks that are upset that it doesn't cover in the way that human health insurance does, you know, regular visits and other things that come up along the way?
Well, that depends on what premium you choose to pay. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of different plans out there. You can actually have plans that do cover those incidentals like that, or not incidentals, but the preventative care is what I should say. So you can choose those plans. The premiums for those are going to be higher than your ones that you pay on the ones that are there for the catastrophic incidences. So, you know, it really varies. It can be as inexpensive as about $25 a month. It can be all the way up to $50 or $60 a month. But you're not going to get into human health care costs here for these programs.
Now, I know our pet insurance doesn't cover pre-existing conditions.
Yes.
Is that typical for most of them?
It's really typical, and there are quite a few breed-related conditions that will not be covered as well. And, you know, if you have a particular breed of dog, then you will need to research that before you go into it. But don't let that scare you away, because just because it may not cover, quote, hip dysplasia in your golden retriever, it doesn't mean that it won't cover every other organ system that your pet has. So just because it doesn't cover one thing, don't shy away from it. We're actually one of the countries in the world that has the lowest incidence of pet insurance among the, you know, really developed countries. Sweden has about 60% of their pets that are covered with health insurance.
Wow.
England has a really high rate as well. I believe it's in the 30s or 40 percentile. We're at about 2%. So it really is something people should take a hard look at, because it's a small amount per month that could end up saving you a large amount in the future.
Do you have to shop for vets that accept certain insurances in the way the doc, you know, that we do for human insurance?
No, it's not like an HMO. They're not going to tell you who you can go to and who you can't go to. And for veterinarians, it's really not that big of a deal. Like, it's not going to be inhibitive for us at all, because really all we ever have to do, the most we ever have to do, is write down a date, a diagnosis, and maybe sign something, you know. So for us, it's really not a big deal. But for the clients, it really makes a huge impact in their ability to treat some expensive conditions.
And just quickly, if you're shopping for insurance for your pet, how do you decide if it's too late? Does it depend on the age of your dog? Is it ever too late?
It's not ever too late. You know, I mean, even if you have a 10-year-old dog that's going to potentially live till 15 or 16, that's 6 years that you could potentially have some major savings. And, you know, just like with anything in your life, get 2, 3, 4 quotes and see what's going to be the best for your particular family. There's a lot of brands out there.
We know you may have questions for Dr. Paws, and so she'll be conducting a live web chat 1 o'clock this afternoon at WTOP.com. Dr. Nelson, thanks again, as always.
Thank you, guys.